SoCal Ring gets busted for allegedly profiting from cheating smog checks. Members of a Southern California ring were charged with conspiracy to cheat vehicle smog checks, the U.S. Attorney's Office announced April 4 in a statement. 12 are now facing federal charges for using devices called OBD Natters between October 2015 and last month to make polluting vehicles appear as if they had passed California smog inspection tests. Smog tests are required in the state for hybrid, alternative fuel and gas vehicles from model year 1976 and up with the aim of improving air quality, according to the Bureau of Automotive Repair. For many years, California's smog check program has successfully reduced the amount of pollution in the air we breathe, U.S. Attorney Philip A. Talbert said in the statement. The developer and users of the OBD Natter smog check cheating devices who are charged in the indictment polluted the air we breathe for their own profit and harmed the health of Californians. OBD Natters are simulator devices that were allegedly developed by one of the defendants, Hassam Sam Hemdan, 54. They were then sold and distributed for as much as $18,000, the statement said. According to the statement, smog checks are typically performed by plugging inspection equipment into a vehicle's onboard diagnostics port. To cheat smog tests, the conspirators instead plugged the equipment into the OBD Natter device, which would make it look as though the vehicle had passed regardless of the condition of its emission control system. When used skillfully and with current software updates, such devices, at times, have surpassed the Bureau of Automotive Repair's ability to detect them, the statement said. The following 8 suspects were charged with conspiracy and making false statements pursuant to the Clean Air Act, the nation's main federal law to regulate emissions of air pollutants. Hassam Sam Hemdan, 54, of Hawthorne, who owned and controlled several smog stations in Hawthorne and elsewhere. He designed, manufactured, and sold the OBD Natter devices. Javier Salguero, 47, of Inglewood, who owned and controlled several smog shops, including one in Bell and two in Maywood. Oscar Gomez, 36, of Rancho Cucamonga, who ran a school for automotive technicians in Rancho Cucamonga. Guillermo Tovar, 35, of Fontana, who worked at multiple smog stations. Arwa Harb, 53, of Redondo Beach, who owned and controlled smog stations, including in Wilmington and Southgate. Min Trong, 45, of San Jose, who operated out of smog stations owned by Thong Trong, who also was charged. Thong Trong, 40, of San Jose, who owned and controlled smog stations, including one in Newark and one in San Jose. Trong also used the OBD Natter devices. Michael Nguyen, 38, of National City, who operated out of a smog station in Spring Valley. The statement said that 4 other defendants were also charged with conspiracy. Yahia Harb, 36, of Hawthorne, who owned and controlled a smog shop that was formerly in Venice and is now in Hawthorne. Khalid Hamdan, 31, of Hawthorne, who worked at businesses owned by Mr. Hemdan. Jeremy Earls, 37, of Lakewood, who owned and controlled smog stations, including 2 in Long Beach. Naz Mashal, 30, of La Palma, who used the OBD Natter devices. Those charged with conspiracy could spend 5 years in prison and pay a fine of $250,000, while the false statements charge could result in a maximum jail term of 2 years and a $250,000 fine for each count, the statement said.